The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, this coming Monday, August 29th, you will not want to miss the live show. I promise you that we're going to be breaking some news on this show come Monday. That not only does the mainstream media not know about it, but they're going to end up quoting my show for bringing this to the forefront. I promise you, this is not some sort of ploy to get you to tune in to some bogus show. We're going to be breaking some news, and I'll talk more about it on Casual Friday to give you more information, a little bit more detail to pique your interest. But we're going to be breaking some news on Monday's show that, in my opinion, is gold standard journalistic efforts. Okay. That's all I'm going to say right now. More on Friday. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to have Pete Kennedy on. Pete is with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We're going to be talking about raw milk, but also the draconian methods of the FDA to control what we put in our mouths. Later in the show, Dr. Woody Woodward, is going to be on the show talking about how to get your plan together for actions in your life. The new year is right around the corner. A lot of people are looking to make changes in their lives, but they just can't seem to get themselves out of park. We're hoping to give you some solutions later in the show. Okay. Pete Kennedy's been on the show before when we talked about raw milk. How you doing, Pete?
Afternoon, Carl.
And I feel remiss not having you on the show more often. I have to tell you something. This is an audience of raw milk, raw cream, raw egg, raw meat, raw food eaters. And, we did one show, I think, with you and, Judith McGeary, probably over a year and a half ago, talking about raw milk. And I just kind of dropped the ball. So I promise you that I'll have you back with much greater regularity. But the reason that I'm having you on today, another guest of the show, Jim Marlowe, forwarded me an email that went out over the internet related to some statements that the FDA has made about our right to access food. Talk about how that whole thing got started.
Sure. Involved with the raw milk issue. We litigate more cases on raw milk than any other food. And about a year and a half ago, we filed a lawsuit against FDA to challenge an interstate ban on raw milk for human consumption. What the listeners might not know is that it's legal to consume raw milk in every state in the country, but a lot of these, a number of states don't allow the sale of raw milk. Just the law is dysfunctional on it. But for people who want to, they can't get raw milk in their state, but they want to exercise their legal right to consume it by going to another state, they're running into a federal prohibition.
But now, wait a minute. I'm confused. There are different levels of legality to consume. And so, in other words, it's legal in every state to consume raw milk, but how you acquire it becomes the linchpin. Is that correct?
Right. And in some states, the law prohibits you, or at least the farmer, from distributing it at all. So in those states, the one avenue people have to getting raw milk is by going across state lines into a state where the sale is legal and getting it there. But
now let's also point out something. I live in Kentucky. They have dry counties here. I never knew what a dry county was till I moved to Kentucky, but there are certain counties in Kentucky where it is illegal to buy alcohol. But that doesn't preclude somebody from driving to one of the wet counties and picking up a six-pack of beer and bringing it back to his home, correct?
Right. But okay. With a federal law, according to FDA, it does preclude you from driving across state lines, going to a dairy that could be licensed to sell raw milk in that state. The transaction is totally legal in the state. But as soon as you bring that across state lines, in FDA's view, not only you, but possibly the farmer are both violating the law.
Now, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states that it's raw milk is completely illegal. Sales are completely illegal, correct?
It's around 8 to 10, okay. I'd say overall.
But yeah, you know, the New England states are
clustered. Definitely can't.
Okay, the New England states are clustered together. That's why it's hard for me to count them.
So, right.
So in a place like Nevada, where raw milk sales is completely illegal, you cannot buy it. You cannot belong part. You can't even belong to part of a cow share program there. Period. End of story.
Right. There is no access to raw milk in Nevada, from what I know of, or extremely limited, if any.
Right. Right. I feel sorry for my listeners in Nevada because I've gotten emails from people in Nevada saying, "Carl, how can I get raw milk?" I always thought the problem with Nevada was that it's not a good dairy farm environment, the desert, and so that's why there hasn't been a big push for raw milk. But now I see that it's illegal, completely illegal there.
Right, and people in Nevada have gotten raw milk from California, but just according to FDA, they're breaking the law in doing that.
And to what level of the law are they breaking? Is this tantamount to me smuggling drugs like cocaine or something, you know, into a country? Is it that gravity?
Well, I mean, the FDA treats raw milk like crack, basically. If you've seen some of these raids, I mean, the latest one.
Rawsome.
Yeah, Rawsome. I mean, you had three people charged with multiple felony counts for distributing raw dairy products. And this was actually a case where the farmer who was charged was boarding animals that were completely owned by the Rawsome Club. And basically what the prosecutor is saying is that people don't have any right to milk from their own animals.
Yeah, and this is, you know, we're going to talk more about this and other things as well, as well as the attitude of the FDA. But I often ask this question when I have individuals on the show when we get to talking about raw milk. And it's obvious that the government is not afraid of the potential health risks that they keep quoting that don't ever exist with the distribution of raw milk. In your professional opinion, you've got your finger on the pulse. What really is it really just the pressure of the big dairy groups on the government pushing the government to be their bullies to knock the small farmer out of business? Is big dairy really that afraid of raw milk?
Big dairy definitely doesn't like it, but there are a number of reasons, Carl. I mean, one of them, which has been pointed out a number of times, is that when you think of the conventional food system. Think of going to a grocery store. I mean, you go to pick up the perishable item, like milk. Once you're there, you buy other products. So people go to the grocery store to get milk. Once they're there, they'll buy any number of other items. Same principle applies on a farm. With our members, most of the farmers tell me that milk is what brings the consumer on the farm in the first place. Once they're there, they might buy meat, eggs, poultry, produce, but milk is what brings them there to begin with.
It's the truth. That's absolutely correct. I mean, you know what? I don't go to the grocery store at all anymore. I don't. I mean, I go to Target to get cleaning supplies, and that's it. It's like I don't go to Kroger's at all for anything anymore. I get my eggs, my chickens, my butter, my milk, my cream. I mean, my beef. I get everything from my two different farmers that I do business with.
Right. So you've got this competition between the local food system and just what's called the industrial food system, and raw milk is right at the center of it.
Right. And you know what? I actually had, I think it was Dr. Matt Andre who I had on the show one time who pointed that out. I didn't understand it. And I think he was the one who said to me, people get milk 2 to 3 times a week, and while they're there, they do their shopping. Milk brings them into the store. So
right.
The law, every time they lose a pasteurized milk drinker, obviously the chain of additional purchases that are affected are dramatic.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, so what you have are these regulations banning raw milk are really, economic regulations disguised as health regulations.
Yes, and that frustrates. And you know what? And when we come back, we're going to talk about the real subject at hand, and that is the freedom of choice. The United States was founded on the premise of being a free society, free to choose. Heck, you can even kill yourself with tobacco here. But don't try to buy raw milk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you drink raw milk like I do, and I know that Alec Wapretsky does, and he's even banned a bunch of people in his area together to help buy raw milk, you need to go to FTCLDF.org, Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, and join. Get an annual membership for $50. These are the people that are actually fighting for our rights. And they're trying to expand our rights, not just fighting for our rights, but expand our rights for access to raw milk. You know what? It's nonsense that raw milk is unhealthy and dangerous. I've been drinking it for a decade, and I've never gotten sick from any of the milk. I've gotten sick from eating other food outside in the world, but I've never gotten sick from raw milk. And those of us who know that raw milk actually builds the body, makes it stronger. Look at Dr. Andrew. He just did an article about raw milk and colostrum. Milk is the best post-workout nutrition you can have, and raw milk is better than that, especially from grass-fed cows. The government doesn't care about your health. That's nonsense. If they did, they wouldn't let the pharmaceutical companies create this parasitic relationship that they do. They wouldn't allow kids to continue to smoke cigarettes. It's nonsense that this is about health. This is about your freedom of choice. Make no bones about this. This is about your freedom to access the foods that you want. Pete, tell me about this. In the newsletter that went out, it said the FDA says you do not have any fundamental right to obtain any food you wish. Where did that come from?
Okay, well, where it came from is we filed a lawsuit challenging this interstate ban I was talking about earlier. And one of the causes of action we had was just the right to privacy, which is increasingly becoming recognized in other areas by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has held you have a fundamental right to the custody and care of your children, among other things. And what's more important to the care of your children than giving them the proper nutrition? And Carl, we always knew FDA had these views on these issues. We just never thought they'd have the arrogance to make them part of the public record. But FDA, just to give you a couple quotes, this is right out of the lawsuit. They said there is no absolute right to consume or feed children any particular food. And beyond that, they said plaintiff's assertion of a fundamental right to their own bodily and physical health, which includes what foods they do not choose to consume for themselves and their families, is similarly unavailing because plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to obtain any food they wish. Direct quotes from right out of their response to our complaint.
Now, that had to make your head explode when you read that.
It was unbelievable.
I mean, what we're really talking about here is almost a socialistic approach to government. We talk about socialism. We talk about oppressive governments that tell the people what to do and what to eat and how to live. And isn't that what the FDA is stepping up and saying here?
I think so. I mean, the founding fathers thought the right to food was such a basic right they didn't even bother to put it in the Constitution. They more or less assumed it. And here FDA is telling people there is no such thing.
This is terrible. You know, I am under the impression that the FDA is not per se a government agency in that they obtain their own funding from their clients, and their clients are the food and drug manufacturers. Why does the FDA have why does the government turn to the FDA with complete trust and give them such power over the American people?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the FDA's true clients are the pharmaceutical and biotechnology industries. And, you know, we were talking earlier about the reasons for FDA taking the actions against raw milk that they do. Just one of the other reasons is that has to do with protecting the pharmaceutical industry. About 70% of the antibiotics in this country go to animal use, for animal use.
27
go to these big confined animal feeding operations.
Right.
No one who wants to buy raw milk is going to buy raw milk from a CAFO. And once you start, raw milk is meant to be produced by the smaller farms. And if these smaller farms pose enough of a threat to the CAFOs, where they kind of break them up, make them
decentralized food.
Yeah, decentralized. Right. The pharmaceutical companies are going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny? We did it. We quoted this not too long ago. The threat of antibiotic resistant germs actually is being promoted by not by doctors willy-nilly prescribing antibiotics to their patients, but by the extrinsic amounts of antibiotics that we consume through animal products. 27 million pounds a year of antibiotics is sold to CAFOs and factory farms. 27 million, just to keep these animals healthy enough till they can slaughter them and feed them to us. The residual antibiotic in those animals is being fed to us. This is where MRSA and C. diff are coming from. because our bodies are being bombarded with antibiotics, and the antibiotics are even being found in the milk, in pasteurized milk, because these are the animals that are consuming it. So you're absolutely right. I can see that the pharmaceutical industry is worried about the multiple implications of raw milk. Not only the fact that they're going to lose antibiotic sales, but also people don't get sick as often when they drink raw milk. So guess
right.
what?
And yeah, that's so. This raw milk is not only a threat to the conventional food system; it's a threat to the drug industry as well. I mean, so many of so much of the money the drug and companies and medical profession makes today that are from treating degenerative diseases caused by nutritional deficiencies. And you know, raw milk is one of the answers to the nutritional problems the country has, and I think the medical profession knows that.
You know, now obviously, the American government behind the FDA will say, "Well, raw milk is unsafe; people get sick from it; it's dangerous." They'll say, and you know, Pete, to this day, I'm a proponent of freedom of choice. I really, really am. And I say, if you want to smoke cigarettes, and God bless you, go on. If you want to live in a house that's lined with asbestos and lead paint, you should have the right to do that. If you know, you should have the right to do those things. And I hate to say this, if you're stupid enough to do that sort of stuff, well, you know, that's just the way it is. But the government always cites safety, food safety issues when they talk about raw milk. Okay? Yet, this same government gets tax dollars from the sale of tobacco products that kill 400,000 people a year. They only, you know, tobacco products are only second to death by doctor, by the way. More people die at the hands of their doctors and mishaps in hospitals than anything else. But with that being said, your organization must have rebuttals and retorts when people say, well, raw milk is dangerous. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and some of these are right out of the government documents. CDC did a survey 3 or 4 years ago where they found it, and it was an extensive survey. They interviewed, I think, something like 17,000 people, and they found there were between 9 and 10 million raw milk drinkers in the country. I mean, that number is only
going
up.
That's big. That's big.
Yeah, and so you take that. We have a retired pathologist, Dr. Ted Beals, who works for us. He served as an expert witness in some of our raw milk cases. He looked at government data for the last 12 years, and he found, on average, there are 42 illnesses attributed to raw milk, fluid raw milk consumption in the country each year. And to put that in perspective, according to CDC, there are 48 million cases of foodborne illness in the country each year. So if this is really a public health issue, why is FDA spending all their resources going after raw milk?
Exactly. And that's the real issue, I say. You know what? If the FDA is so worried about the way this whole thing is going down, why are they doing it this way? What happened to the Tucker Atkins Dairy? Tell me the story about Tucker Atkins Dairy.
Sure. Tucker Atkins Dairy has been in business selling raw milk for 7 years. Have a clean track record, never been cited for any violation. It so happened a few people, Tucker Atkins is in South Carolina, a few people in North Carolina went into South Carolina, or got milk produced by Tucker Atkins. They became sick with Campylobacter poisoning. FDA attributed, blamed the dairy for that, and they issued a press release blaming the dairy. And when FDA issues a press release against raw milk on a raw milk illness, you not only get the dairy, you know, or the producer, not only something about that, but they just go into a whole treatise on raw milk.
Raw milk in general, right.
Why it's dangerous,
right.
Which they don't do for any other food. But the thing about this particular case was it had been over a month since the illnesses occurred. There's no way the batches of milk produced on that date, even if they were responsible for illnesses, would have gotten anyone sick at that point. Anyone who was going to get sick was already sick if the milk was responsible.
Right.
But worse than that, they had a sample of the milk from the batch date in question, which they were in the process of testing. They couldn't have waited another week to get the test results from that milk, and as
before
it
saying
out, the
something.
Test results came back negative.
Right. So, in other words, let me give you an example of the way the government treats small dairies like this, and then big companies that contribute to political campaigns and so on. Here, you have an opportunity to wait a week for the test to come back before you. You assault the dairy, number one. Now let's look at Cargill. The government waited how many months before they said that there was some tainted turkey out there killing people? There were actually deaths associated with the turkey. And the government, the USDA, sat back and they said, you know what? We wanted to make sure it was Cargill before we said something to give them a chance to clean up the mess and so on. And so some people died as a result, and many people got sick before the government finally said months later, yeah, it was Cargill.
Right. I mean, FDA's approach with raw milk is ready, shoot, aim.
It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. And, you know, you guys must do some lobbying. You know what? I'm being waved at. We have to take a commercial break. I could go on forever with this. All right, we have to take a commercial break. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I have some questions about what can really be done. We're talking with Pete Kennedy. Pete is with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. It's FTCLDF.org. Great website. If you drink raw milk, you should visit this website. If you haven't, if you have trusted raw milk for some reason and you've been waiting for some more information, you need to go to this website. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to VeryIntensePleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. VeryIntensePleasure.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, Can-See Eye Drops has been a sponsor of this show for 4 years now. For 4 years, and I've been using Can-See Eye Drops for 4 years. I am now 53 years old. I still don't need reading glasses. I do not need them. Now, there are occasions when I'm in a very, very dark room where I have a hard time reading things. But I think that's just standard for most people. But the truth of the matter is, most of my friends who are my age or even 10 years younger than me regularly hand me things to read that they can't read themselves. If you've never tried Can-See Eye Drops, you use them for 1 month and you'll see a change in your vision. Check them out. My guest this hour is Pete Kennedy from Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Later in the show, Dr. Woody, Michael Woodward, we're going to be talking about steps you can take to fulfill your dreams. Be the best you can be. That time is coming. The end of the year is new, right around the corner now. All right, so let's get back to the subject at hand here. First of all, I kind of feel like no matter what we do, the FDA has got a mission. They're corrupt. It's well known that the FDA is corrupt. You see the revolving door of people that go from the side of the industry that they provide oversight to the FDA, back and forth, which in my opinion should be illegal. If you've worked for the FDA, you should not be allowed to go to work for any of the companies that the FDA provides oversight. And if you've worked in that side of the industry, you should not be allowed in the FDA, period, end of story. This is clearly a conflict of interest in anybody's eyes. And so why do the politicians even stand for this stuff? Don't you guys have lobbying abilities, Pete?
We're a small organization right now, Carl. We do some limited lobbying, but we'd obviously like to do a lot more. I was just thinking, I think the best way you can put in perspective the FDA's favoritism toward the pharmaceutical industry and the fact that their work has nothing to do with protecting the public health is that from what I'm aware, at minimum last 30 to 40 years and could be going back over 50 years, there's not been a single death caused by consumption of fluid raw milk.
Of course.
When you take a look at the drug industry, properly prescribed FDA-approved drugs kill over 100,000 people a year in this country.
Isn't that amazing? You know what's really baffling to me, Pete? I'm a small radio show. Maybe I have a couple million listeners around the world, okay? Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, I mean, I don't have the bully pulpit that a lot of other people, like, let's say, Oprah Winfrey had. You know, what we're talking about is not a mystery to anyone. Anyone you talk to, they're like, oh, the FDA is horrible. What is going on with the government? What's going on with politicians? I mean, surely politicians realize that the FDA is corrupt. Why do they let them continue to move forward?
Because they favor a big business, I think, and big business is basically running Washington right now. Just this Food Safety Modernization Act that was passed and signed into law this January gives FDA so much more power when they've shown they cannot be trusted with the powers they had at the time the bill was passed.
Well, also, the FDA cries the blues that they're not capable of providing. Whenever the FDA screws up, let's say a pharmaceutical drug makes it to the market, kills a bunch of people because the pharmaceutical company lied about the research or whatever, the FDA always holds up its hands and goes, well, what can we do? We don't have the manpower to provide the proper oversight to these people. Then And the next breath, they're saying, you know, you should give us control of this, too, and give us control of that over there, and let us provide oversight with this. Wait a minute. Didn't you just say you can't do the job that you were originally tasked with now, and you want to become bigger?
Well, I mean, who in the private sector do you know who gets rewarded for getting a lousy job, for doing a lousy job?
You know what? The only other people that I know that can get away with that is the people who predict the weather. A weatherman can be wrong every single day, and he'll be on television the next day again.
Right, but with the FDA, it's like the worst job they do, protecting the public health, the more power they get. How does that figure?
Well, it's because of corruption, and this is nothing new. I've been doing a lot of studying of history recently. These concerns that we have about food were evident back in the 1500s. The government's ability to interfere with people's ability to get good food. This is nothing new.
Well, not only that, Carl, food is the ultimate control.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to control the people, you can't do that unless you can control their food choices.
I did that show when we talked about the supplement act that's used over in Europe that they wanted to bring over here. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Codex.
Yeah, Codex. I said I did a show called "He Who Controls the Food Controls the People," and it's obvious. Dr. LeBow came on my show and explained who the guy was that started the whole Codex movement. He was originally one of the in Nazi Germany, the company that did all the infrastructure, built all the prison camps, built the railroads, and so on. The guy who ran that company ended up going to jail for war.
Yeah, you're talking about IG Farben.
That's it, IG Farben. He ended up becoming the head of Bayer Aspirin.
Right.
And when he was in the prison camp, he watched how people's will was withered because they starved them. And he thought to himself, you know what? You don't have to shoot a gun. You don't have to build a fence. You can control people if you can control their food.
Right. I mean, and if you look at the foods FDA favors, meat from cloned animals, genetically modified foods, which really there's no science that ever backing them on into the marketplace in the first place.
There's a lot of research now that shows that a lot of the GERD related, IBS related illnesses are probably from genetically modified foods.
Right. It's basically an uncontrolled experiment on the planet.
Yes. Yes.
And they want to irradiate meat. They want to irradiate produce. They want everything pasteurized when, you know, it's pasteurized milk is suspected of causing all kinds of different diseases.
And it's none of them on that. It's a dead food. It is not the food that it was meant to be. That's the really important thing. It's not nutritional. It's linked with diseases. Pete, what can we do? We talk about this sort of stuff, and it frustrates the bejesus out of me. But I feel powerless. I feel like, what can we do?
Okay, people shouldn't feel that way. Right now, there is a bill before Congress that has been introduced by Ron Paul, H.R. 1830, which would, in effect, overturn this interstate ban on raw milk I mentioned earlier. And it's important not only for overturning the ban, but I think FDA puts a lot of pressure on states to either make the sale of raw milk illegal, or if it is legal in the state, to enforce the laws more strictly. And I think they derive a lot of their ability to do that from this interstate regulation. If this regulation is overturned, I think FDA's power to control the states in the area of raw milk laws will be reduced significantly.
Now, do you say Rand Paul or Ron Paul?
Ron Paul.
So Ron Paul is a proponent of raw milk?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are other politicians not being talked to about raw milk? They have children, they have families, they have grandchildren. I have to believe that they do have an interest in some venue, but it needs to be pointed out to them.
Well, it's interesting, Carl, because this is the second session of Congress in a row that he's introduced this bill. And the first last session, there was no interest at all that we could find for anyone willing to co-sponsor the bill. This time, it's different. I mean, there are a couple senators, a couple representatives that we understand are at least willing to consider it. So people are becoming more aware of just the issue of food freedom seen through raw milk.
What is going on with Rawsome? I had the fella from Organic Pastures on the show. I can't think of his last name.
Mark McAfee.
Yes. Sally Fallon put me in touch with Mark, and he came on the show, and Mark was very, very animated about that, what was going on down there. How are things shaping up for the folks at Rawsome? I heard, and I hope this is true, I heard that no one wants to prosecute, no one wants to take this case on because they realize how ridiculous it is, especially in a state where the state is about to file bankruptcy. You know what I mean?
And well, I know. Yeah, what are they doing with their resources?
Yeah.
They were investigating, from what I understand, the prosecutor who has the case had almost nothing else but that case for a solid year. In a state that's about to go bankrupt, why are their resources going to something like this?
Because that prosecutor, I've seen this time and time again, that prosecutor is trying to prepare his or herself for entry into the private sector. That's what this is. This was a trophy, and that prosecutor will probably want to go to work for a company someday that is on the other side of the fence standing against raw milk. That's my bet. I'll bet money on it that we'll find out that that's where that person ends up someday.
Well, yeah, and what's interesting is that FDA did participate in the raid. One of FDA's biggest opponents on the issue of raw milk is the Weston Price. And there was... one of the three people indicted, charged with the felonies, is a Weston Price chapter leader for Los Angeles. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day where a Weston Price chapter leader, all they try and do is get people access to nutrient-dense foods. I never thought I'd saw the day where a Weston Price chapter leader would be hit with three felony counts.
And why? Because of conspiracy, in other words? They're saying that
person...
Yeah,
they're saying it's a conspiracy, and the interesting thing is... The conspiracies are felonies, but the underlying crime they're accused of conspiring to commit are misdemeanors.
Wow. And so to your knowledge, we have to take our last commercial break. To your knowledge, do they have traction with this, or is it losing traction?
I think there's a lot of, there's more and more political pressure, I think, not to bring the case. The one thing I worry about is sometimes when the government spends all the resources on something like this, they want to get something out of it.
That's true about the government. They will throw good money after bad, not to be wrong, be wrong. And that's a sad state for a government, especially in this country today where we are struggling just to pay our debts. There is so much wrong with this country, and what is going on with raw milk is a microcosm of what is wrong with this country right now. It is time for us to return to a simpler way of life with simpler values, and raw milk was written about in the Bible, okay? And I'm not a big religious fanatic, but they didn't call it the land of milk and honey in an effort to try to imply the wonderful benefits and opportunities in a certain land. Raw milk is what they wrote about, not pasteurized milk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking today with Pete Kennedy from Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Later in the show, we're going to have Mike, Dr. Woody Woodward on. I see that there is a fundraiser coming up in Dallas. It seems like Dallas is a hotbed for support of raw milk. Is that because of Judith McGeary's effort?
Judith's done a lot of great work in that state. She tried to get a bill passed this last session that would have made it easier for farmers to be able to license to sell raw milk, be able to market it. Didn't pass this session, but I'm sure she'll be back next time around with us.
Yeah, Judith is really great. You know what I love about Judith? As you can tell, I become very emotionally engaged about these subjects because for a couple reasons. I love raw milk. I believe in raw milk, but more importantly, I don't mean to sound corny, okay? And I really don't, because for the first time in my life, I'm actually considering moving out of this country. But I love the United States. I don't want to have to move. I think this is a great country. It was founded on the right principles. But the problem is, since the beginning, since the very, very beginning, shortly after our initial forefathers launched this country, people have fought to become political attendees of this country who did not have this country's ideals and mission at their best interest. They had their own desires to promote and progress themselves, and unfortunately that has been the case all the way up till today, and it's the reason why our country is in the crapper today. There is no mystery here. Our country is run like a household, and if this was your household, the way this country is right now, you'd be worried about foreclosure on your home. Your kids would have no clothes. You would probably be a drug addict. I mean, that's the equivalent of where this country is today.
Yeah, what we've seen, Carl, especially I think the last 50, 60 years, you just have these maze of regulations and laws that at the state, federal, and local level that are just burying the rights guaranteed us by our Constitution.
You know what I get the feeling of? I gotta tell you what I feel. And I'm a pretty intuitive person. I really am. I get the feeling that a lot of the politicians that are politicians today and have been politicians for the past 50 years realize that we're running out of rope in this country. So they're doing what they can to protect their own little fiefdoms and get their own families set up financially and getting themselves into position so that when the crash and burn comes, they will have their families and like almost like royalty, their families and their little fiefdoms will be secure, and the rest of us will be scurrying for any morsel and any crumb that happens to fall down at us. And I can't help, you know, when you think about rats jumping off of the ship at the last minute, that's how I see these politicians today.
Yeah, I mean, in too many ways, a country's effectively become an oligarchy. It's where just a disproportionate amount of the wealth is with a small number of people. But I'll tell you the one good thing I see is that more and more politicians are becoming aware of just this food rights issue. I mean, it's an issue that transcends either party lines or Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. Their politicians are seeing there are a lot of votes in supporting food rights. So especially on the local level, there is some hope.
You know what else, too? Politicians have children and grandchildren. Their kids are being poisoned by Monsanto. Their children are being they're not going to have access to healthy food someday. Their children will never know what raw milk is if the government has its way. And that's a bad thing. And those politicians need to realize that. They need to realize that when they do things about food, they're doing it to themselves and their children and their grandchildren and everybody down the line.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you look at the cases of childhood diabetes, heart disease, just things like that, the numbers were unheard of 30, 40 years ago. No one ever thought it would turn out like it has.
No one except, I hate to say it, companies like Bayer, Syngenta, Monsanto. This is part of their plan. They not only produce the foods that are killing us, but they manufacture the pharmaceutical drugs that we become dependent on in order to stay alive. This is no different than the old slave days when you owed your life to the company store. You could never get out of debt. You would work a day, but you'd spend a day and a half's pay staying alive, so you were always behind. That's what this is. And they're trying to do it younger and younger. They figure if they can get kids on drugs at 14, 15 years old, holy mackerel, we'll have these people working just to stay alive. That's what this is all about. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I've got my eyes open. That's all. I just see it. You can look at them.
But there are more and more people who want out of this government sanctioned food and drug system. And so, you know, you're seeing the pushback. They don't want to be a part of it. And that's why I think you're seeing more of these raids. It's reaction to that trend.
I hope this is the case. And I also hope that there is an opportunity for us to someday live in a country that does not have a Food and Drug Administration.
Absolutely. At the least, you've got to get the foods out of the Drug Administration. I mean, it's a type of food is best regulated at the local level, and when you get these transactions between farmers and consumers, just the business at the farmers' markets, when you look at the safety record, there is no need for government regulation. And
I just got a message from a listener who will from now on I will refer to as Mr. X. He is an avid listener of the show, very, very intelligent guy. He just said to me, he said, I think what you just said about the wealthy protecting their own while the nation crumbles is right on. And that's exactly what's going on here. That's exactly what's going on here. I mean, in this day and age, if you want protection against anything, you just have to become a politician. You know, they get money for the rest of their lives.
When you look at them running for office, why do these politicians spend $10, $20, $30 million running their office? What's in it for?
No, they say they want, you know what I say? Politicians, no matter who you are, shouldn't be paid more than $30,000 a year. Keep your day job and then help the country. Mother Teresa cleaned toilets. Okay, for the lepers. She didn't say pay me. If you really care about this country, people who really care about this country will step up and do what needs to be done for free. For free. Beware of these politicians today. I gotta tell you the truth. Ron Paul and Rand Paul, I love these two guys. I don't know enough about them to know if they are who they appear to be,
But I got to tell you something else. There isn't another politician that I think is worth their salt. I'm sorry to say that. And you know what? There may be a couple out there that do a couple good things, but they're all doing some dirt today, all of them.
Well, Carl, I heard Ron Paul speak last Friday down here in Orlando, and I can tell you every speech he gives right now, he mentions raw milk.
God bless the man. I'd love to have him on the show sometime. If anybody knows how to get in touch with Ron Paul, I'd love to have him on the show. I got a lot of respect for him. Anyway, okay, so in summary, we only have a few more minutes. Tell people what they can do. Obviously, if they come to the website.
Okay, here's what we have. I mentioned the Ron Paul Raw Milk Bill, H.R. 1830. If you go over to our website, you can get there either ftcldf.org or farmtoconsumer.org. There's a petition page. You click that on, and what our petition page enables you to do is send a message. It can either be by email or fax direct to your congressman, asking them to join as a co-sponsor for H.R. 1830. It's now, the bill's now before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. You can send the chair of the committee, I think his name is Fred Upton from Michigan. You can send him a fax or email requesting a hearing.
Do you have a fax service set up with this, or do
we can, our petition service can be set up as a fax, and they can fax a message direct to their congressman. They can also fax just something for the editorial page to
their newspaper. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. This is great. Now, when did you guys start doing the fax service?
Oh, probably within the last year or so. And what we find is it, generally gets the politicians' attention a lot more than emails.
Faxes are a pain in their neck.
Yep.
And you know what? I learned this from numbers.org when they were against the whole amnesty for immigrants thing. They totally shut down the switchboards in D.C. for like 4 days in a row sending faxes. And you know what? That gets people's attention. Like, holy mackerel. So I'm all for the fax. I think a fax is much better than an email. I love what you guys have done here. And during the next commercial break, I will be sending a fax myself.
Appreciate that. And if you want to take away FDA's power, and we all know they have too much, a good way to start is by getting this bill passed, which undercuts their power to regulate raw milk.
I love it. Pete, you got to come on the show more often, Pete. You got to keep me I'm going to send you my email address, and you need to put me on the mail list, and everybody out there needs to join their newsletter so we can stay abreast of this, because while it's raw milk right now, what Pete's group is really fighting for is protection of the small family farm so that all of us have access to and choice, more importantly, to buy the foods that we want.
Right. It's all about obtaining the food of your choice from the source of your choice. Government shouldn't be able to control what you do in that case.
I agree 100%. Pete Kennedy, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay, talk to you again soon. All right, so here we go. When we come back, we're going to have Michael, Dr. Woody Woodward on, and we're going to talk about a little more positive information. We're going to talk about what to do to set up your life for greater success. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Space is very limited. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, you can't become superhuman if everything in your life isn't lined up properly. And this means everything. Many of us, too many of us, are adrift in life, and we just kind of fall into things. We fall into a relationship, we fall into a place to live, we fall into a job, and a lot of times we're not happy with those things. My next guest is an occupational psychologist. His name is Michael Dr. Woody Woodward. How are you doing, Dr. Woody?
I'm doing good, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, this is so true, and you know, I have children, and I've told my children from time to time, find something you love and do that, and you'll be happy for the rest of your life. But the reality is, while I told them those things, I was not living that life at all.
Right.
And most of us really don't, do we?
You know, Carl, here's something interesting, because what you bring up is something I hear all the time. And kind of the I guess, analogy or sort of metaphor that I like to use for this is American life. And even American business life in the corporate world or the business world is all about getting in the car, putting your foot to the floor, driving as fast as you can, and as long as you're beating the person in the lane next to you, you feel like you're succeeding, even though you don't even know where that person's going. And that's the challenge that I think all of us face, is that we're so obsessed with getting in the car and flying off somewhere that we forget about the fact that we need to have a destination where we're going.
You know, that metaphor is so true. And I'm gonna say something right now that I will bet that a lot of my listeners, raise your hands if you've done this, have been on the freeway driving to a destination and knew where you were going originally and then found yourself racing somebody else and passed your exit and realized, because you got so enthralled with trying to beat them. And you're absolutely right. It's almost like we lose our compass. We just go with the flow, so to speak.
Well, you know, it's kind of like getting corralled with the herd.
Yes.
And, you know, there is kind of this obsession in America, the whole keeping up with the Joneses and paying attention to everybody else. And, you know, one of the things I learned when I was young, and I think it's certainly relevant to what you talk about on Superhuman Radio and with your audience, is that I was a long-distance runner, and I still do, still am. And my coach once told me, he said, Woody, you got to run your own race. Don't try and come out of the gates trying to race or run at other people's paces, because it's a marathon. It ain't, you know, a quick sprint. And I think that's the challenge, is a lot of us need to step back and think about running our own race and not running somebody else's. And most of us end up running somebody else's race, whether it's the race our parents want us to run, our culture, our religion, our background, the environment, the company or industry we're in. We kind of get guardrailed into going in directions that may not be ours. And so, you know, to complete the getting in the car, racing down the street analogy, what I tell people is you need to pull over, get out of the car, kick the tires, pop the hood, look at the GPS or map if you're old school, and say, where is it that I'm actually going?
Right.
And do I have what I need to actually get there? Because if you don't have a destination, you're not going to ever get there, right? You can't get anywhere if you don't know where you're going to begin with. And the second thing is, if you do pick a destination and there's a place you want to go, then you got to figure out, do I have what I need? Is the car ready? Do I have gas in the tank? Are the tires full enough of air? Do I know the different routes of getting there? And start thinking in those terms.
But you know what I actually think too, and this is something that it's taken me 53 years to come to this conclusion. You and I talked about it off the air. The reality is that picking the destination seems to be something that people fail to do. You know,
right.
there are people in life that you've met, that I've met, that, you know, when you talk to them, you hear an interview about somebody who's an award-winning actor or actress, and they said, you know, when I was 6 years old, I wanted to be an actor.
Right.
And they had this crystallized image of themselves getting to be that person. That's a wonderful blessing, because I would venture to say, and I'll stand to be corrected, and perhaps you can correct me because you've helped so many people, that 99.9% of us don't really know what we want. We don't know what we want in a spouse. We don't know what we want in a house. We don't know what we want in a job, in a car. We buy a car based on, oh, wow, they got a discount and a dollar down, as opposed to saying, you know, that's not the car I want. I'm just going to wait until I can get the car I want. That's how we go through life. We're just kind of adrift. And if we bump into this, we hold on to it for a while. We go, okay, well, this is what I want right now. And really, we don't want that.
And Carl, you bring up a great point. What happens is we tend to be guided by the opportunities that pop up in front of us, as opposed to creating the opportunities that we want. In other words, we're going down the street, something happens, and we react to it. So we're very reactionary, right? And that's a big problem, because when you're reacting to the environment constantly, or you're reacting to what gets put in front of you, or who tells you to do what, or certainly if you're a victim of advertising and marketing,
right?
And you're following what they're telling you, you're never going to go in the direction you want. You're going to go in, again, directions that other people are guiding you in. And it's not easy to pull yourself out of that, because the hardest thing that for people, I think the biggest challenge is doing the thinking work. When I don't care whether you're coming out of the bubble of college campus life, or you've lost your job after 10, 20 years, or if you're just hit a point where one day you're like, I need to make a change.
Right.
It can be psychologically paralyzing to extract yourself or pull yourself away from your daily rituals, your routines, your socialization, your daily commute, the structure of your office, the physical place to go. Because when that disappears, cause something you're so used to, all of a sudden your mind, I think, becomes numb and you go, oh my God, I don't know what to do. So what happens, Carl, and I see this all the time, is that people seek sort of solace in busy work. And that's what frustrated me about, you know, a year and a half or so ago when I did my book, The U Plan, is that I got so tired of all these busy work type activity books, giving people activities or things to do. Like, here's a way to prep for your interview, or here's a way to rewrite your resume, or how to surf the job boards, or how to post on this or that,
how to change your life in any esoteric way at all.
Right. They focus on all these busy things, and I always said, you know, a pilot wouldn't take off a plane without a flight plan.
Right.
A coach isn't going to go into a game without a game plan. But we're more than happy to go into our next career pursuit without a plan and just do busy things and shotgun blast.
Why do you think we're afraid to sit down and make plans? Is it because it implies mortality? Because then we have to look at the length of our life, or do you think? it's a legitimate right. question. Or do you think it's because, coming back to what I said before, we really don't know what we want. So how do you plan?
And that's right. So that's what my whole point behind doing stuff in the U plan is. And I sound like the preachy psychologist guy. You know, I have 3 degrees in psychology, and that's always been my focus. And what I always tell people is you need to look back and you need to be introspective. Before you make a plan, you have to understand a couple things about yourself. You have to ask yourself the hard questions. And one of the things I tell people is I say, go sit at Starbucks or your local coffee shop or wherever you can get away and be on your own, and just sit down with blank sheets of paper and start thinking about what is it that, you know, in the book I have 5 questions is what I tell people to do. And we can go through those in a bit, but what I say is look internally first. And I always tell people the first question is to ask yourself what your values are. Because, Carl, most people can't answer that question, right? They can't tell me what their real values are. Then and your values are what guide you, especially in novel or unforeseen circumstances or environment or times when you don't know what you're doing or there's uncertainty, right? You fall back on your values.
Right.
Then I tell people, look at your intrinsics. Those are those assets that you have within you, but you have to take them out of the language of your industry or the jargon of the type of job or workplace you used to be in, because that may not be relevant anymore.
Right.
But you still have them. It's how do you translate them. And then I leave the question of what are your passions for the third. And this goes to a point you brought up, because a lot of times we don't know or understand what we want. And a lot of people like to start with passions. And I don't, because I think you need to temper passions, especially when it comes to a career pursuit, with what your values are and what your intrinsic assets are. You need to know yourself first before you know about the things that excite you and why they excite you, and which ones are revenue generating things that excite you versus hobby type things, right? So to me, it's you got to start off with asking yourself those questions about who you are, what you bring to the table. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to go tell people, oh, this is a simple process, easy thing to do. But before you go out there and start chasing, quote, opportunities, how are you going to separate yourself and be competitive with the other 14 plus million people that are out of work if you're chasing jobs? Or the maybe even 14 to 20 million people who are underemployed or involuntarily working part-time or whatever the case may be, or the people who are running small businesses that have been reduced in salaries or money. So whatever your endeavor is, whatever you're trying to do or accomplish, I think you need to sit back and understand, what do I really have at my disposal, and where can that take me? And again, that's that whole notion of pull the car over, get out, get under the hood, kick the tires, then think about, all right, where's the destination I want to go and how am I going to get there? Because there's no one path to any destination. You know, we all can take different ways to get to the same place.
Right.
You know, driving down the street, there may be 4 different roads I can take, and what the road better for me may not be the one for you.
Yeah, so you may not be interested in getting there faster. You may not want to get on the freeway, and so it's the experience is different for everybody. Let's do this, Dr. Woody. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. I have some specific questions for you as a result of some of the things you just said. You can learn more about the book, The U Plan. Everyone needs a plan. I'm sorry. You know what? If I wish I would have had a plan when I was younger, I would have been a lot further along, and I wouldn't have wasted my time doing things that ended up not making me happy. You can get a copy of The U Plan by going to Dr. Woody, DrWoody.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since you went away,
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Shaker Pro is giving away 18 Shaker Pro bottles every month for the next 6 months, starting this month in August. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win a Shaker Pro shaker bottle today. One entry per household. I see a lot of people coming in back every day and entering. You just have to enter once. And if you enter once, you're entered for the entire 6 months. So your chances of winning a Shaker Pro bottle are pretty darn good. Go to superhumanradio.com today and check it out. We're talking with Dr. Woody. His book, The U Plan, is available at Dr. Woody, drwoody.com. You know, you said earlier that it's not easy to do this, to sit down, clear your head, and kind of start taking inventory. My father used to tell me, at tough times in your life, Carl, sit back and take inventory. And yep. What he meant by that was look at what you got, look at what you don't have, look at what you want, look at what you're willing to let go of. You know, it's all about cleaning your house, so to speak. Now, you said it's not easy. And my first reaction was, why isn't it easy? When, you know, I'm always, why is it easy? Is it not easy because we don't have the mental capacity to take inventory? Or are we being influenced by what we quote unquote think we should be able to do or think we have or think that we should have. Because, you know, when you watch television, Dr. Woody, according to MTV Sweet 16, I should be throwing a $600,000 birthday party for my daughter when she turns 16 years old. I mean, you know, I mean, isn't our perspective of what life is all about skewed today?
Of course. I mean, it always has been. Remember, the golden age of mass media marketing was actually in the Great Depression when they really started mass media marketing. So I wouldn't say it's a new thing. I think probably more the reality focus is what's newer. We always have outside forces that are influencing us. And that's why what I try to tell people is this, you need to extract yourself from that or shield yourself from it for a brief moment and check yourself. And again, it goes back to that whole idea of looking inward first before you look outward. And, you know, to answer your question about why we don't do it or why is it too hard or is it a capacity issue, I think what happens is we have this hyper sense of urgency constantly. Everyone's got to be in motion. And we live in the wired world where people respond right away. We're constantly barraged with information, whether it's a text message, an email, social media blasts or whatever it is, right, along with TV and radio. And so everyone, I think, feels like they constantly got to be in motion and are moving fast. I need to be doing something. And I think for a lot of people, unfortunately, sometimes they don't feel like the personal planning is doing. They feel like it's, planning, it's thinking, it's meeting. I need to do. It's like, well, go ahead. But if you don't, it seems counterintuitive for someone to stop running when they feel a sense of urgency. They feel like, oh, my God, my life is changing. It's coming apart. I have a crisis. I need you to take action and run. When, in fact, you know, your actions will be far more pointed and accurate and efficient if you take some time to step back and think about them before you do them. Again, I know it sounds counterintuitive sometimes, but if you don't take stock of what you've got and what you can do with it, you're not going to differentiate. You're going to be part of the panicked herd running into a job fair or into an interview or whatever, and you're not going to differentiate. You're going to look like somebody who's desperate to throw in darts at the board.
Okay, so what are the steps that people need to take? Well, first of all, can we talk about the five questions that we should be asking ourselves?
Yeah. And again, you know, I always tell people, first and foremost, you got to step back and be introspective. So the first thing, like I said earlier, is ask yourself, what are your values? Because most people can't tell me what their values are. And I always say, let's boil it down to top five. And I work with executives. I work with corporate clients, teams, managers, as well as people who are in career transition on this. So it's not something that is specifically a career or workplace thing. I mean, it applies to anybody, whether you're an athlete in training, a corporate CEO, a mother-to-be. I mean, you really should know your values because your values are what guide you in times of uncertainty. And the challenge is a lot of times when I ask people to articulate what their values are, they fall back on things that maybe were imposed upon them by their parents growing up or their culture or their religion or the environment. And what I tell people is the values you espouse may not be the ones that you truly, genuinely believe in, so you need to sit down and spend time articulating that. Like, for example, for me, certainly the number one, and to be clear, your values can change over time.
Right.
Absolutely. It's not like personality that's very stable. Values do change. And so that's why you constantly have to check yourself. For me, one value that's certainly always going to be stable is my need for independence and autonomy. I've worked for myself for the last at least, 8-9 years, and that's always been my goal, is to be on my own, do my own thing, and live a very self-directed, self-guided life. It's a very, very strong value for me. It's very important. Now, for those who have a new family, a lot of times their values change more towards providing for their family and creating a loving relationship. It really depends on you, but you need to be proactive in sitting down and saying, what are they? And I would tell people, keep them in your hip pocket, because when you're facing a decision about a change in life or a change in career, and you're not sure what the right decision is, pull out those top five values and say, does this line up with my values?
Right.
So for me, if I was like, you know what, I'm facing a crisis, I really need the money, and I look down and I go, maybe I should go work for someone else, I'm going to look at that and say, you know what, am I ultimately going to be happy? Because I'm someone who has that strong need for autonomy and need to lead. no, that's really counter to one of my most important values. So I got to think about, is that need for financial security, right, as high as that other value? You got to really think about which values make the most sense for you. So there's lots of different ways to look at values out there. There's lots of assessments. I have one, the short one in the book, where we have about 45 values, and I have people go through a process of picking five. And I'll tell you right now, people have the hardest time doing it. It's not easy to do, to pull those out.
Is it not easy to determine their values, or is it not easy to just reduce it down to just five?
It's reducing it down to five is what's hardest, because everybody likes to believe everything is a value, right?
Right.
Here's a great example that I think is very relevant for your audience, and you'll think about it.
Right.
I don't know how many times I'll have people tell me, Woody, physical fitness and health is a strong value for me. And my question to people will be like, that's great. Prove it to me. Defend it. And I had a guy in a session I was doing, a group seminar, who was, you know, noticeably overweight and clearly not a strong value for taking care of himself. And he had fitness in his top five. And so we started talking about it, and he actually was working with someone else on the exercise, and he looked at me and he said, you know what, Woody, I'm lying to myself when I say health's a value.
Bingo.
And I said, absolutely. I said, because the one litmus test, there's three questions. If you want to know if something truly is in top five, ask yourself three questions. Am I willing to fight for it? Am I willing to sacrifice for it? And am I willing to pay for it? Because if you're not willing to fight, sacrifice, or pay for it, then you can't really argue to me that it's a high priority value. Now, to be fair, you can have what I like to call aspirational values.
Right.
In other words, I would like to be more fit than I am. I would like this. That's great. Then show me the plan to getting there. Because if you don't have a path that you're drawing out and you're specifically taking steps to getting there, I will not believe you.
Right.
And I'll tell you that you're lying to me and you're lying to yourself. And so that's incredibly important for building self-awareness, is knowing what you truly value. So that's just a little example, but I always tell people, ask yourself, test your values against those three questions.
Okay. Now, you talk about I'm trying to go back
that's
to the notes.
The first question.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Because you had asked about the five questions.
Right.
So values.
Values is the first. The other one is I can't.
The next one's asking about your intrinsics.
Intrinsics. I couldn't read my own handwriting. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, and here's the thing, because it's sort of a made-up word. You know, I have a PhD, so I'm allowed to make up words, right? The model for memory, because I have a terrible memory about stuff, and I used to be a big firm consultant, so I always make acronyms. I call the model VIPER. So it's V-I-P-E-R, or the five questions.
Okay.
And so the V is values. The I in it's intrinsics. And, you know, you started off talking about this, and I totally agree with you. We all have, and like what your father told you, right, is that taking inventory.
Right.
And that's what this is about. Just like you said, your father was on the right track. I totally agree. You have to take inventory. And your intrinsics are, I look at it as a very broad inventory, though. A lot of people like to look at, you know, focus on skills, knowledge, and abilities, sort of your resume stuff.
Right.
I include in your intrinsics also your personality, because personality is very determinative of success in certain parts of your life.
Sure. If you're not outgoing, type of a person, and you put yourself in a position where it requires that you be outgoing, you're fooling yourself.
You know what will happen? That's the classic introvert versus extrovert that you bring up.
Right.
I can train a highly introverted person to get up and speak and present, and they can do it, and you could probably see them do it almost as effectively as somebody who's naturally extroverted. The challenge is it won't be lasting. That's a behavior that's counter to a natural disposition, and ultimately it'll wear down on them. Great example, there's a weird dichotomy when it comes to a lot of artists who also have to perform. Because a lot of times artists don't want to perform their work. They like to create and not have to go out and do it. And a lot of times when you see these, especially certain types of musicians who just hate the performance side, it really becomes a hard challenge for them. And ultimately, a lot of times you see things go really badly, or they train wreck, or they self-medicate. Those are real big problems. So you bring up a great point. It's knowing where's your natural inclination or leaning. And that's not an easy thing to know, because a lot of times society tells us you should be an extrovert. We're 50-50. I mean, it depends on what works for you and what you are. So personality is one, but that's a great point you bring up. Another one is affiliations. And people miss this all the time. Most people, especially in a job market, but even in social circles, will know of you and about you before they actually know you. In other words, they may know of you or about you or have preconceived notions because you belong to a certain club. You went to a certain school. You're part of a certain organization. You worked at a certain company. Automatically, they'll form certain perceptions about you based on those affiliations.
Right.
So it's important to know what your affiliations are. And like your dad said, take inventory of those and understand them, because that does project an image about you, and you need to know what that image is, and you need to be able to manage that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, use it to your advantage if you can. So along with that, I think the other big one when it comes to your intrinsic assets, and I know you'll agree with this because you're in this world,
right,
and that's relationships.
Yeah.
The world is about relationships.
Yes. I always used to tell my children, choose your friends wisely. And they didn't understand. My son understands it now better when he looks back at his high school years. But it's like your relationships will define your success. They will give you access, or they will hinder you.
That's very well said when you say access, because relationships do give you access. And to take it back to the job market, think of this. A recent study that was done by Career Crossroads found that 1 in every 10 jobs comes through a personal referral, whereas 1 in every 219 comes from a job board. Now, you take the pick, right? I mean, which makes more sense? It's about the personal relationship.
Sure.
And I always tell people, and it doesn't matter what world you're in, go find the people who have the jobs or have the careers or are doing the things that you want to do and immerse yourself in their world. Go be with them. Go learn who they are. Go make the connections, make the inroads, immerse yourself there, because sitting at home or surfing the net or being by yourself and not immersing yourself in that world will only hinder you.
Right.
They got to get to know you. You got to be a part of it, understand the lingo, the way the game works. And once you do that, you start to open doors naturally. And, you know, it's not going to be the first person you meet isn't going to give you that great opportunity. You're going to have to work the chain. But, you know, you got to get into that world. And I think a lot of people make the mistake and they just don't do it. Now, part of it is also, I like to call it building your who you know network.
Well, let's do this. I want to talk about that, because that's an important one right here. Because
yep.
You can actually choose your relationships.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing that people don't recognize. I mean, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about this building your network. We're talking with Dr. Woody. He is the author of the book, The You Plan. Most of us do not have a plan. This is a big mistake. The younger you are, the more you need a plan so that you can get greater success and accumulate greater things that you want in your life, as opposed to ending up with things that, they just show up that way. Go to Dr. Woody, drwoody.com today and get a copy of The You Plan. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, you cannot ever become superhuman unless you're doing something that you love to do. If you are sequestered in a job that you hate, it will eat away at you. It will affect your health. It will affect your longevity. Finding where you belong. It's kind of like you need to find a way of combining eHarmony for careers. And Dr. Woody has done this in his book. You like that? You can use
it. I love that. The eHarmony for careers. That actually, you may be onto something there.
No, you can use it. I've launched a lot of good taglines on this show. the U plan may actually be what you need for you to change the way you feel about your life. You may have a great physique. You may be able to do the things that you want to do physical fitness wise, physical culture wise. But then you go to work the next day and you think, God, I wish I could do something else. And you may just need a little nudge. A little direction, and you can get it by buying the U plan. The U plan is available at drwoody.com, drwoody.com. Okay, we were talking about building your network. This is really critical. I started doing radio. I had no intentions of doing radio. In fact, when I was offered the opportunity to do radio, my response was, I don't want to do that. I don't even like the sound of my voice. That's a true story. And a guy said to me, look, just go see this guy and just tell him about your past history and let it go from there. So this was a guy who happened to be in radio at the time. He was in radio previously and now he was on television and he directed me. And lo and behold, almost 7 years later, here I am.
Yeah. You know, it's that's a great story because that is how it happens. Just like me for the book and all the TV stuff that I've done, it all just came from me talking to people. And I make the joke, you know, because it kind of dovetails into what you're talking about. When I was working with my publicist, I said, whenever I walk in to do any kind of TV spot, my goal is to deliver the message to be on point and make sure I do a good interview. But my second thing is always to get booked to come back.
Right.
And I always spend time. I hang out. I talk to people in the green room. I talk to the producers afterwards. And when people get to know you, they put a face to a name, and they also get to know you personally. They feel a little bit more of a connection than to someone who just shows up and then leaves. It makes a huge difference.
Right.
And you know, to that point, when it comes to I've kind of dubbed it the building your who you know network, and it's so incredibly important. Like we said before, the world is about personal connections, and when it comes down to it, if someone has the option, they're going to go with the devil they know versus the devil they don't, right?
That's
the truth. People are more comfortable
yes.
with someone who they feel like they have a sense of who they are. At least they can touch them, feel them, see them, you know, and they're in front of you. And one of the greatest drivers always will be, even with the in the digital world, I still believe that proximity is one of the greatest drivers of relationships.
Yeah.
When you're close or near to people, those are the people you get to know the most. And so that's why I always say you have to make sure you find the right people, just like, you know, what you told your son, right, is make sure you go find those people who make sense or are in the world that you're looking to get into or can help lead you in that direction.
Right.
Because you are who you're around. And I'm not saying you have to spend your life around all these different folks, but you do have to find ways into those groups. Because, and always, I'm a big believer, start with friends and family. You know,
right.
You use that friends and family network. Because those are the people that care about you the most. And what's important is you need to be able to plant the seeds in their head of what I'm looking for and why. And the best way to do that is to make sure you have a sense of who you are and what that destination is. Because they're not going to figure it out for you. They need to know what it is. So it triggers in their mind, oh, I should think of Carl, you know, when it comes to human performance. Bam. You know, he's
right.
The first guy that comes to my mind.
Right.
So, you know, I think tapping your friends and family is the first place to start. I always tell people get involved with community organizations that align with your interests, professional associations that align with your interests, professional groups, happy hours, events, wherever is going to put you in the right place around the people that you want to get to know.
Right.
And you want to get them to know you and your name and your reputation. It's incredibly important.
Do you encounter mindsets in people who believe, or I guess for lack of better terminology, it would be people who tend to be a little jealous when they look at success. They think it's finite. They think that, you know, I would love for everybody in my audience to be doing what they want to do and making a bundle of money at it. And
right.
That, and nothing would be make me happier, probably my advertisers either. But with that, for that matter, what do you do when you encounter somebody who believes success is finite? If you're successful, somehow that takes away from any opportunities for me to be successful. You have taken that opportunity away from me.
So what you're talking about really is the kind of the zero-sum game, the win-lose mentality.
Right.
And it's really unfortunate because in a lot of cases, that's not the case. And I'll tell you this, I'm a big believer in building support networks. And, you know, just recently there was a research study that came out. I was up at the American Psychological Association presenting a couple weeks ago, and one of the researchers there presented a study where she found that those who don't have, or those that report, it was a 20-year study, over 20 years of you know, random selection of people in their work environments.
Right.
Those who had that reported either a negligible or non-existent personal support network within the office or at the workplace were 2.4 times more likely to die early.
Wow.
During that 20-year period than their counterparts who did have personal and professional support networks, people they could rely on. So this isn't just an issue of being competitive and winning and getting ahead, it's also about your life and your own personal health. This was in the Journal of Health Psychology, by the way.
Right.
So, and I could send you a link to it, but what was, to get back to your point, though, in other words, you just like my coach told me when I was a runner, cross-country, winter, spring track in high school, run your own race. And the way you win is to enhance yourself, not to try and
beat,
you know,
the other person,
subvert or undermine and hurt somebody else,
right,
in the
right.
process when it comes to, I think, the world we live in. I'm not going to lie. Sure, there are a lot of competitive zero-sum game type environments out there in the world that exist. There's no doubt about it. Certainly in some sports areas, too, where you do need to defeat the opponent. But more often than not, you have to do it with a team. Even in individual competitive sports, there's usually a team behind you to some extent.
Right.
And you need the support of the people around you. And people tend to elevate the good guy, the hero. They like the people that show up and play the game with class and respect. And so, in my opinion, the best way to do that is when you're approaching other people, always let them know. I'm a big believer in what can I do for you, not just what you can do for me. Don't be a taker.
Yeah.
Because takers, especially competitive takers at the end of the day, a lot of times don't get that far because when things go to hell in a handbasket, everybody scatters. No one helps them, right? Like these Ponzi schemer guys, when things go bad, do you see anyone around helping them out? No.
Even their family abandons them. You know what's funny? We have to take a last commercial break. You know what's funny? I have lived with the saying, you cannot help someone else up a hill without getting there yourself.
Yeah, true.
And it really, and a lot of people go, oh, these foo-foo, sayings, but it's the truth. I've done more to help people in my life, and I don't mean through this radio show. I mean people that, friends and so on, and you know what? It comes back to you.
It does.
It really
does.
Pay
it forward.
Pay it forward. Yeah, that's right. All right, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Dr. Woody. You can go to drwoody.com, drwoody.com, and get your book, The You Plan. And this is not just about jobs. You must have a plan for everything in your life. You've got to think these things through. Don't just end up someplace, because I can tell you something. The number of people who lay down at the end of their lives wishing and regretting that they had done other things with their lives is insurmountable. It's avoidable. It starts with a plan. Don't let life live you. Live life. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to AgeForce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Woody. His website is Dr. Woody, drwoody.com. The book is The You Plan. And it really is something that people need to start doing is planning. Dr. Woody, this is an actual text message I sent early this morning on the way into the studio. I send this text message probably 2 to 3 times a year to all 3 of my children. What choices would you make? What steps would you take in your life right now if you knew ahead of time that you would not fail?
Huh, I like that. That's a good question.
You know, it can't be asked, you know, part of the problem that we have is we get in our own way sometimes.
We're afraid of failing, and we're afraid of doing it more so publicly, or we don't want to be perceived as failing. And you know, what's interesting to me, and you've probably heard this a number of times, and so many people have, most successful entrepreneurs have failed and even gone bankrupt at least once in their life.
Right.
I got the unique opportunity to interview Richard Branson from the Virgin Group.
Really? I really like him. I really, really like him.
He's a fantastic guy. I hope everything's okay with, you know, his house caught fire and burned down in Necker Island this last weekend or this week. But I know everyone's safe and all, but he was such a great guy. I interviewed him. I write a column on Fox Business every Monday about workplace and career issues. And what was neat is, you know, reading his book, he's been through so many financial struggles, especially early on and even midway through, that would be mind-boggling to most people. I don't think most people realize how hard it was and how many mistakes he had to make to get to where he is. But, you know, one of his lines is oh, screw it, just do it. And sometimes in life you got to. You're right. We get in our own way, and I think that we look at these staggering numbers, and there's a collective depression and low morale around the country. And sometimes you just gotta step up and say either I'm going for it or I'm not.
With that being said, we really, I mean, for the first time in as long as I know, you know, many states have close to, you know, double digit unemployment rates.
Yeah.
We've just had a complete, what I like to call a correction, because a lot of people were way over their financial budgets and things that they wanted to own and so on. And so there's been a correction and people are kind of back to more stable lives where they can only spend what they can afford to spend.
Right.
And there are people out there who are probably kind of disenchanted and think, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to be wealthy. I'm never going to be able to have the things that I want. I probably can't even find a job right now. What do you say to somebody who's in that frame of mind?
Yeah, you're right. The challenge is this is going to be a jobless recovery, and economists have been saying it for a while. We're at 9.1% nationally. You mentioned some states like California, 12% unemployment. Florida, we're almost 11, like 10.7, I think. It's really tough. And so here's the difference in mentality that people need to have. You know, this country was built on the entrepreneurial spirit.
Bingo.
Of finding a way, always finding a way and looking for ways to provide value to other people. And what happened is, I think, to your point, and I'll be even more blunt about it, as a nation, I think we got a little fat and happy.
Yes.
And what happened was we gained a mentality, especially in the career and workforce world, of chasing opportunities. And it's no longer about chasing opportunities, it's about creating opportunities. You no longer go out there and look for a job. You have to find ways to create a job for yourself. You have to find ways to look for gaps in value. Where are there needs in this economy, and what skill sets, personality, and intrinsic things do I have that could meet those? You have to go educate people on how you could bring value to them. And that is the key point. And I'll tell you right now, it's not an easy thing to do. And that's why I push so hard on people to step back and be introspective, take a good hard look at what you've got, what you bring to the table, and create a brand package around that and talking points. Figure out your targets, who can use what you have, find them, and focus on them like a laser. You know, the hallmark of any good entrepreneur is always looking for what people need and meeting that need. And I could tell you, just in that conversation I had with Richard Branson, he said the first thing to do is, he's like, well, go find what people need, because there's always work. He said this, there's always work that needs to be done.
Right.
It's a matter of figuring out what it is and what your angle on that is. If you're of the mentality that I'm just going to go out there and look for a job, you know, you're going to be stuck in that 10, 12% of the masses out there.
All right. I'm going to tell a personal story because it's appropriate at this moment. In November of 2006, I was vice president of the U.S. subsidiary for a company that was based in Calgary, Canada, called Telelink. We manufactured wireless devices for the security industry so that if phone lines were cut in banks and jewelry stores, the alarm systems could still communicate. And I was doing this radio show as a hobby for a year at that point in time. I was doing it once a week on a Clear Channel station, and I wasn't making any money at all. I was giving advertising away. I just wanted to be on the air. I was happy. In November of 2006, I got a phone call from the president and CEO of the company, and he said, "We're shutting down the U.S. subsidiary." I said, "Okay, how long do we have to wrap up deals in play, and how long do we have?" Because we had people on the streets. He said, "This is it. This is the call. November is the last month. November is the last month people in the U.S. will be paid. November, it's over. No severance, nothing." Now, keep in mind, December is right up, you know, right the next month over.
Yeah, holidays.
Well, not only holidays, but children in private school and all the other things that I'm looking at. And I saw, first thing I did was I went out and I started selling alarm systems in the daytime and working at a local gym at night by closing it, cleaning the bathrooms and so on. And while I was doing that, I'm recapping and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I'm in my late 40s and I'm going to have to go out and fight against guys in their 20s and 30s for jobs. I had a $150,000 a year package. How am I going to go fall into a $150,000 a year job overnight? Not going to do it. And after a few months of working during the day, working during the night, just to try to make ends meet, and trust me, the ends were not meeting, I decided to make this radio show my livelihood. I thought, you know what? I can do the effort for somebody else and get a paycheck, or I can do the effort for this and have something that no one will be able to take away from me as long as I can drive the ship. And here I am today, and this radio show is an amazing success by anybody's standards. So, but those of you out there who are at a crossroad right now, that crossroad could have been imposed on you, or you may be self-imposing it. Maybe thinking to yourself, you know, I really need to change things in my life. I want other things in my life, and I can't. You need to take inventory, like Carmine used to say. You need to take inventory. Look at what skills you have, and as Dr. Woody just said, look at what services you can provide. And would you be willing to do those things to make an income? And if so, go after it. Go after it. Because who knows? 4 or 5 years from now, you could be sitting on a lot more money than you would be just chasing a job.
That's a great story. That's very well said. I mean, that is the model right there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you need help, we always need help, if you need encouragement, and we always need encouragement, and really,
right.
Something that Dr. Woody is talking about that I commend him for, because nobody else out there in this field of occupational psychology is telling people, you need a plan. They're all giving people, they're trying to tell them, well, do this, do that, do this. No, what you need to do is you need to sit down and draw your roadmap. You know, and don't be afraid if your plan changes somewhere along the line to abandon the original destination and shift gears. You may be on your way to Los Angeles and find out that Barstow is a lot nicer for you, and you're going to stay in Barstow. You may on your way to be on your way to a destination and find out that en route to that destination, you found a better opportunity that you love more. Embrace it. Be open to the possibility. You know, a guided missile is off course 85% of the time. It's constantly adjusting its trajectory, constantly adjusting its direction until it gets to the course. You may be off course, but pick a place and head towards it at least.
I agree with you. And you know, to what you said is, I always tell people, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. The point of the U-Plan is a self-coaching guide. These are questions and prompts to get you thinking about what works for you and getting you back on a course that makes sense for you. I'm never going to tell you what that course should be, never going to tell you the direction you should go in or the destination, how it should be defined. That's up to you to do. I'm just here, and like I said, the point of the U-Plan is for people to sit down and help them think about it and figure it out for themselves. So it's that's the role I try to play, is to coach people in the right direction, not to point them in that direction.
And this concept of having a plan applies itself to every area of your life. Who you're going to marry, what you're going to do for a living, how you're going to train at the gym, how you're going to raise your children, everything. You really do need to start thinking about a plan. Don't just end up someplace by accident. Your life will not be a happy place, I can guarantee it. Dr. Woody, I want to thank you so much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
No, thanks for having me.
Don't forget, drwoody.com. You can get a copy of the U Plan there. Also want to thank Pete Kennedy for coming on and talking about the fight for raw milk. And we've got a great show planned for you tomorrow, Casual Friday. Elisa Profumo has been working on feverishly great examples of nutritional idiocy. And don't forget, this Monday, I'm blowing the lid off a topic that is so hot I can't even tell you even a little bit about it because I'm afraid. We're going to be breaking a story on this show that even the mainstream media will have to come to me to learn about. We'll see you tomorrow.